Well, this is a poem about baseball. Fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know very much about baseball, as you'll be able to tell from the poem. And I'm not even sure I like baseball that much, but I wanted to write a poem for a friend of mine who loves baseball. And so I said, well, I'll try. Right? And I got interested in the difference between mitts and gloves. This is going back. This shows how much I don't know about contemporary baseball, because I'm sure that in contemporary baseball, every position has its own specially designed glove. But when I was a child, there was the catcher's mitt, and there was the first baseman's mitt, and then everybody else wore the same kind of glove. So I wrote about it as if that was still the case. I don't know what the contemporary case is. It's called Mitts and Gloves. And it sort of takes us through the entire team and talks about what can fill this glove, what can fill the mitt. Mitts and gloves. The catcher holds a kangaroo fetus in his. The first baseman grips a portable hair blower. But everyone else just stares into theirs, punching a fist into it, stumped, trying to come up with a proper occupant. The pitcher, for example, thinks a good stout padlock would go right in there, but the left fielder, perhaps influenced by his environment, opts for a beer can. The shortstop, informative about the ratio of power to size, says, transistor, you know, radio. The second baseman, however, he just stands and grins and flapjacks his from hand to hand and back again. Second base, dopey as always. Alas, cries the third baseman, this void of vacancy, pure space beyond our defiant emptiness, abyss haunted by the kiss of balls we have not missed. Oh, absence délice. The right fielder is disgusted at this. He, like, snorts, hawks, spits into his and cusses. Huh, look, heck, my chaw of tobacco fits it perfect. The team goes mum, cowhided by the rectitude of his position, the logic. Only the center fielder, who was going back while this discussion was going on, putting jets on his cleats to catch the proverbial long one, does he perhaps have a suggestion? Question mark. As for the ball, off in midair, it all dreamily scratches its stitches and wonders what it will look like tomorrow when it wakes up and the doctor removes its bandages. Coda. Mitts versus gloves. Mitts are white collar, high tech, specialist, pro, and therefore worthier. The glove, on the other hand, is human and can be worn interchangeably by all players, is dirty, low down, dumb. I'm forced to admire the mitt, but free, in theory, to love gloves. As you can see, I don't know much about baseball.